Our sugyas, Masechta Yevamos, the beginning of Masechta, for a number of dafim, the Gemara discusses the sugya of Esei Doicha Leisosei, which is a rule we know throughout Shas, that Esei Doicha Leisosei. And the Rishonim already debate why indeed is the halacha Esei Doicha Leisosei. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, explains that the reason Chazal taught us Esei Doicha Leisosei, because that's the way Chazal established the mitzvahs should be performed. Chazal established that even though we know a Leisosei really should be stricter than an Esei, for a violation of a leisosei, one receives a punishment. There is no punishment for the violation of an asei. Still, the Torah Kedoshah, when it established what should be done, said that an esei is doicha leisosei. That's the way the Torah established this mitzvah. Along the same line, I saw that the Sifsei Chachamim says, the Pasuk says, B'chol asher marti aleichem tishameru, says the Sifsei Chachamim, that Rashi explains, Lasas kol mitzvah b'ashara, shekol shmira v'shevisa shebetorah, ashara hi b'makom lav. Rashi explains how important it is to fulfill all of the mitzvahs. And if one doesn't fulfill a mitzvah, Rashi suggests, says the Sifsei Chachamim, that it's considered like he violated a law. The Torah told you to do something, and you didn't do it. It's considered that you violated a law. So therefore, explains the Sifsei Chachamim, we could understand why Esei Doicha Leisosei. Because every essay has in it a component of a leisosei. So it remains a situation of an essay and a leisosei versus a leisosei alone. That's the way the Sifsei Chachamim, and I think it's just expounding on what Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon means to say. The Ramban gives a different explanation. The Ramban says that we know that an essay represents Midas Ahava. Ahava means that if I love someone and he asks me to do it, something, I will do it. Yira means that I don't want to do different than what that person wants me to do, that's a leisosei, that's midas hayira. Says the Ramban in Parshas VeYisroi, the midas ahava is greater than midas yira, and since midas ahava is greater than midas yira, so therefore, esei doicha leisosei, because we want to do the midas ahava over the, we want to do the midas ahava over the Midas Yira. And in fact, the Sefer Charedim along this line explains, it says in Perkei Ovis, in Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph, Tshuva Masan Toivim Ketris Befnei HaPronius. Somebody doing Tshuva Masan Toivim is what prevents them from getting punished. So says the Charedim, by one fulfilling a mitzvah sasei, one is protecting himself from very serious punishment. And therefore, since we want to avoid serious punishment, that's why we perform the mitzvah sasei. And in fact, the Sefer Charedim says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis Amen Aleph teaches us that one mitzvah sasei could prevent a kitrig, that even if it's a kitrig, the person violated leisosei, the mitzvah sasei could prevent somebody from getting punished for violating all of those mitzvah sasei. As we say, as the Pasuk says, Im yesh olav malef melech echad minei elef. A malech, one out of 1,000 malachim could protect a person.
So he explains, what does it mean that Malach can protect the person? What it means is that every time we do a mitzvah saseh, we know by doing a mitzvah saseh, we create a Malach, and that Malach protects us. So that's why, explains the Sifsei Chachamim, we can now, explains the Charedim, we can now understand why the Ramban, that says that a mitzvah saseh is more important than a mitzvah lois saseh, could the mitzvah saseh, along the line of what the Ramban teaches us, because the mitzvah saseh emanates from the midas ahava, that's why the mitzvah saseh is greater than the mitzvah lois saseh. And in fact, the Tiferes Shloima explains, we know that the pasuk says in Tehillim, sur mai rav asei toiv, that a person is really unable to do asei toiv, a person is unable to do mitzvahs until sumira, until he does tshuva. However, explain, so the Tiferes Shloima essentially asks a very fundamental question. If that's the case, then someone will never be able to fulfill mitzvahs, because every time he'll want to do, who could say that he already achieved the status of Sumaira? But now, explains the Tiferes Shloima, since we're learning how important doing mitzvahs asay is, so that's why, even though we haven't yet done the Sumaira, we already do the asay toiv, because on the contrary, by doing the asay toiv, we create a situation where we are protected, even though we are not the way we ought to be. And he explains in another place, in Parshas Vaschanan, we know there's a rule, Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. So he says, what does that mean? That even though when a person is doing mitzvahs, that they look at the person and they ask, has this person already perfected himself, that he has no averis? Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. We don't pass over the mitzvahs. Even though maybe one could argue, how could this person be doing mitzvahs? He's a person that's a Baal Aveira. Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. Don't skip doing a mitzvah. Do the mitzvah anyway, because as the Ramban teaches us, the mitzvah is so great, it represents the Midas Ahava, and since the mitzvah is so great, it represents the Midas Ahava, don't skip over doing a mitzvah for the core, even though maybe you have other considerations. And I saw that the Sefer Atzichayim goes a step further in explaining this concept of Esei Doche Loisasei. The Gra explains that it says in Pirkei Avos, V'da lufnei mi ata osid litain din v'cheshbin. And the Gra tries to understand what does din mean and what does cheshbin mean. It seems to be a redundancy of words. Says the Gra, the din represents the maisa aveira. A person is going to have to give din, a person will be judged for doing averis. Cheshbin, he says, is a different thing. It's during the time where a person unfortunately did an aveira, he could have been doing mitzvahs in that time, and he's going to have to give cheshbin the why, instead of doing mitzvahs, he spent his time doing aveira. And that's why he says, is the reason why Esei Doche Loisasei, says the Atzichayim. Because when a person doesn't do a mitzvah saseh, one, he'll have to give an explanation why he didn't do the mitzvah saseh, and he'll also have to explain why he didn't spend his time doing mitzvah saseh. But if a loy saseh would be stronger than a saseh, so he'll have to explain why, a double explanation, why he didn't do the mitzvah saseh and why he didn't spend his time doing the mitzvah saseh. And that's why Esei Doche Loisasei. Although we've given all of these explanations and helping understand the opinion of the Ramban, actually, if we learn the Gemara, The Gemara, in a great way, in a serious way, seems to point in the direction of the Reb Nissen Goyim. Because the Gemara, after asking, how do we know that Esther Doicha Laisa say, goes a step further and says, Eim Adam Rinan Osi Esther Doicha Laisa say, perhaps when is there a rule that Esther Doicha Laisa say, Laisa say greater. Maybe that's only when one violated a Laisa say. Laisa say Shesh Bekaris Midachi. But how do we know that an essay has the ability to be doicha loisa say, even if such a serious loisa say that has with it a chiyuv karis? So now, if we'll say, like Reb Nissim Goyim, that this is the way the mitzvahs were established, essay doicha loisa say. So now the Gemara is very understandable, particularly based on the way I understood, I saw the Yeshua Yaakov explains this Gemara's question. Because Yeshua Yaakov indeed explains, why is there a difference between a loisa say, a regular loisa say, versus a loisa say shiyesh bekaris, says the Yeshua Yaakov. Because we know that if somebody is over a loisa say, for which there is no chiyuv karis, he does it b'shagig, there is no punishment. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. But if somebody violates a mitzvah, a loisa say, for which there's a chiyuv karis, he has to bring a karbon chatas. So therefore we see, says the Yeshua Yaakov, in explaining the Gemara's question, that a loisa say shiyesh bekaris is an entirely different type of a loisa say. What's the best raya? The best raya is that a loisa say, regular loisa say, there is no punishment for violation b'shayig. A loisa say shiyesh bekaris, there is a chiyuv chatas. So if we explain like the Reb Nissim Goyim, the Gemara's question is very understandable. Because the Gemara's question is that perhaps a loisa say alone, that's where there's a rule that the Torah established that essay doich a loisa say versus a loisa say shiyesh bekaris, there that rule wasn't established. But if we're going to follow the approach of the Ramban, where the Ramban learns that essay represents midas ahava, lois essay represents midas yira. So if so, why is there a difference between a lois essay, a regular lois essay, versus a lois essay shiyesh by karis? Furthermore, even if, as we're explaining, essay doicha lois essay, and as we're saying, according to the Ramban, a mitzvah asay represents a higher madrega because it represents midas ahava. A lois asay represents midas yira. Still explains the Meshech Chochma. Even according to the Ramban, someone who violates a lois asay, punishment is more serious than someone who violated a mitzvah asay. Because if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do something, and somebody went and did contrary to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that's certainly more significant. Which leads the Tosfos Yom Kippurim to ask the following question. If there's Rechman Tzlon, we learned in the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Pei Gimel, a Chayla Shiesh Pei Sakana, on Yom Kippur, may eat. But the Gemara teaches us, Machila Noisai Hakala Kal Tchila. We try to give him to be over as few averus as possible. And that's why we know what Halach is. We give him to eat Pachas Mikashir, less than the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur. So now, there are two foods to give this person. There's a food by eating the food one is over in Nisar Asay, and there's another food which one is over in Nisar Lav. Which one should he give? So he wants to say, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, based on this Ramban, that keeps on teaching us how a mitzvah asay, midas ahava, is greater than mitzvah loisa say, midas yira, and therefore we should preferably give him the food which involves a lois asay versus giving him the food that involves a mitzvah asay. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees, very much in line with the Meshech Chachma that we just explained. He says that, of course, a lois asay is more serious than a mitzvah asay, and therefore, of course, we should preferably give him the food that involves a mitzvah asay, not the food that involves a mitzvah lois asay. So, Pashup Shat, the way many would learn this machlaikus of Taisus Yom Kippur and Bekiva, Eger, is machlaikus of the Ramban and the Ran. According to Ramban, the Midas Ahav is greater than the Midas Yira, so we have to protect the Mitzvahs Asay versus protecting the Mitzvahs Lois Asay. According to Nissim Goyim, this is a technical rule. So only in certain circumstances do we say Esedoich Lois Asay. But it doesn't mean to say that a Lois Asay is less serious than a Mitzvahs Asay. But I saw that the Mabusha Yontif says that even according to the Ramban, the Taisus Yom Kippurim is incorrect. Because here we're not referring to a situation where there's an essay versus a lois essay. And that's what the Torah tells us, essay doich lois essay. Essay doich lois essay means that I have an option. Should I do a mitzvah essay or should I violate a lois essay? So essay doich lois essay, the Midas Ahav, says the Ramban, tells us to do the mitzvah essay. But in a situation where it's not one versus each other, which is the typical case of essay doich lois essay, as we have in our Gemara, wear tzitzis, or leave, or don't wear klai, or wear klayim. So I have an I could only do one or the other. The essay and the lois essay are clashing. So essay doich lois essay. But here, where essay and the lois essay are not clashing, I just have two options, and I don't know which option to take. There, it's not a concept of essay doicha lois essay, and even the Ramban says the Mabusha Yontif would agree that we should preferably not violate the lois essay.